This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Daily Digest on the Bigger Picture. I'm T. Xiao Ik, and with me this hour, Juliet Jacobs. Today, we have two stories for you. First up, we're looking at a new initiative in Sabah. So this is coming in the wake of the dissolution of the Sabah State Assembly. So the folks at Undi 18 have launched a brand new campaign called Undi Sabah. So we will be interviewing the project coordinator of Undi Sabah to find out what this campaign is all about.
Yes, and in our second story, there was a flurry of activity around Taman Rimba Kiara last week, when first there was an announcement by DBKL that the park was being renamed to Taman Awam Bukit Kiara. And that very same afternoon, visitors to Taman Rimba Kiara spotted workers putting up 6-foot-high poles around the park. So the area is, of course, subject to a long-running court battle between the Tamantun residents and DBKL, and that case is now before the Court of Appeal. So we're going to dissect these new developments and find out what's happening.
It's ongoing saga.
And if you have any thoughts, you can always send us a message on WhatsApp. Just WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899, or you can tweet us at BFM Radio.
But first, our first story. So a couple of days ago, Undi 18, and that's a grassroots movement that actively engages all sides of the political divide in order to promote youth-centric agenda and democratic reforms, they announced a brand new campaign called Undi Sabah. So according to a press statement by Undi 18, the campaign will be executed and led by Sabahan youths with the aim to promote a greater understanding of the democratic process with a unique focus on the Sabahan context.
Yes, and this campaign comes on the heels of the dissolution of the Sabah State Assembly on the 30th of July. So 5 days ago, Sabah Chief Minister Shafi Abdal announced that the state governor, Juha Mahruddin, had agreed to dissolve the state assembly and return the power to the people to choose the state government by way of snap polls.
Yes, and this happened while Sungai Sibuga Assembly person Musa Aman was forming a new coalition with the aim of toppling the Warisan state government. After the announcement by Shafi Abdal, Musa Aman showed that he had 33 of 65 aduns on his side, proving that he had a simple majority among the state assembly members. But with the dissolution of the state assembly, Musa's attempt failed. But it certainly did show the public who was ready to jump ship.
That's right. And with the Sabah state elections set to take place within 60 days of the dissolution, now more than ever, it's imperative for everyone, particularly young people, to be put politically conscious and engaged. And that's exactly what the folks at Undi 18 are hoping to accomplish with their brand new initiative, Undi Sabah.
Yeah. And in the same press statement that we brought up earlier, Undi 18 mentioned, even though the Undi 18 bill has yet to be gazetted, there is still a need to push for greater youth participation. With the state elections confirmed to be happening within the next 2 months, it is imperative that we work immediately to engage Sabahan youth.
Yes. So to have a better understanding of this initiative, we have on the line with us Mahira Marzuki, the project coordinator of Undi Sabah and a spokesperson at the Sabah Human Rights Centre. Hello, Mahira. Welcome to the show. So the press statement by Undi 18 states that Undi Sabah, and I quote, aims to promote a greater understanding of the democratic process with a unique focus on the Sabahan context. So how exactly are you planning to accomplish this?
Yeah, so I guess the goal is to make them as informed as they can be. And how we do it is by producing content as much as we could, not only for the youth, but also the public, hopefully. So besides forums and webinars, we will also be filling in the information gap for youth with the literacy. We will produce voter education materials in local languages like Kadazan, Bajau, or Suluk. So information can be accessed by many demographics and as many people as we could.
Okay, and what are some of the activities that will be carried out throughout the Undi Sabah campaign?
Okay, so we will be having forums, webinars, and would invite hopefully local personalities and politicians. And this is a nonpartisan movement, Undi Sabah. So we will try to ensure that individuals come from different spectrum of political background. We will also be churning content like infographics on social media, like Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
So you mentioned non-partisan, and Undi Sabah, just like Undi 18, tries to engage all sides of the political spectrum. But how do you get someone with differing political views or beliefs to listen to you?
Yeah, like I've mentioned previously, I guess it's to include people of different backgrounds in our webinars and forums, but even like in our movement, we consist of people from different political backgrounds as well. And we see this in Undi 18. I think what the youth cares in the future is how we want to shape the state rather than like our maybe political leanings, like all those petty fights. I think we focus more on what could benefit us in the future, as much not just like wasting our time, just, you know, fighting. I see a lot of these trends on social media. But yeah, I'm really happy with the team, even though we consist of different people from different political background, but we all of us have a vision that is making people as informed as they could.
So why do you think it's important for Sabahan youth to be engaged in politics?
Yeah, I think especially in Sabah, we observe that it's always the same people and political elites who are making the calls for this state. And throughout the years or decades, we don't see a lot of youth participating in politics or maybe given a chance to participate. But in the age of technology and internet, I think information and support structure that you need, whether political or not, is at the tip of your fingers. And I think now the youth starts to care about it. And for those who don't, like, should care about it now, because our vote shapes our life and the direction of our state, especially right now.
And what are the key issues that the Sabahan youths are focused on?
Okay. So I think previously, before this, our needs, when we're talking about the youth, focus mainly on bread and butter issues, but also on basic necessities such as internet connectivity, just like basic amenities or unemployment maybe. And I think most of us will still passionately push for it. But for this election, it's also about the people who we cast our vote for, acknowledging that party hopping becomes a culture and the youth as much as possible would want to cast their vote for a person with integrity to put a stop to this.
And has that recent party hopping and politicking that we've seen, you know, made the people in Sabah, particularly the youth, disillusioned towards or perhaps fatigued by politics?
Yeah, I think these are both definitely legitimate sentiments of the youth. Not only the youth, I guess also the people of Sabah in general. But we also have to reflect that these politicians actually jumped to Shafi before too, which is the current government. So why are we not okay with it now, but okay, we're okay with it then? I think there are a few reforms that could definitely be made when it comes to like allocation of government and opposition, but those things take a long time. But for the time being, as much as we are fatigued, I think we are the key to making changes, and it's about voting the right people. And it only matters if we cast our vote at the ballot box to materialise our aspirations for Sabah.
So it's difficult to fault a government that wishes to return power to the people in its call for snap elections. But, you know, at the same time, the COVID-19 situation makes large crowds a health hazard. So do you see a lot of Sabahan youths perhaps opting to sit this election out?
So youth apathy will be a challenge to combat, especially in the midst of a pandemic like COVID. I think what we can do, I think CSOs and SPR, the Election Commission, must work together to push for greater youth participation. I believe SPR should roll out elections SOP for COVID as soon as possible to assure people that it's actually worth voting. It's when voters feel that they are safe and protected that they feel more willing to cast their vote. But secondly, I think the Election Commission should also champion for postal voting, especially in Sabah, because a lot of people are avoiding travel now or even like going out. So there's a petition actually from Sabahans that they actually want these things to materialize. So that's also an avenue that maybe the Election Commission, the SPR, could help out with.
Is it possible to get all of that sorted before the Sabah state elections, which is supposed to be happening in less than 60 days?
I think when it comes to the SOPs, that is one that they should necessarily do when it comes to voting. When it comes to postal voting, I think it already materialized for people who studied overseas, maybe like previously before. So I think when it comes to, like in a local level, I don't see why it's impossible for us to do it. Even if it's difficult, I think we should try as much as we could to make it possible, because these are our lives that we're deciding.
Thank you so much, Mahira. That was Mahira Marzuki, the project coordinator of Undi Sabah. And she did bring up quite a few good points there. And especially at the end, you know, while the recent politicking and all this drama can be really tiring for us as the voters. Unfortunately, actually, the best way for us to create change is to be politically engaged and to go out and vote.
Yes, and that's great, you know, that there are snap elections being called, you know, so that we can, well, at least Sabahan folks can exercise their rights. Mm. Yeah, and so if you'd like to learn a thing or two about the political goings on in Sabah and be part of the youth movement, you can follow Undi Sabah on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook.
Yep. So if you have any thoughts you'd like to share with us on this, you can tweet us at BFM Radio, WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. We'll go for a quick break and we'll be back after this with our second story on the Daily Digest. So stay tuned. First, here's Bob Marley and the Wailers with Get Up, Stand Up, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.